Everybody recorded no sacks tonight. They did block a punt. Salem had one sack, and they come up with an interception and a fumble. But Liberty, three drop passes that were, I mean, they were right there.
They
too.
Were. They
you
were.
Could, Graham could. I mean, it, yeah, what, that wasn't on Graham.
No.
None of those three was on Graham. They were where they needed to be. But all in all, I mean, a good night. You know, good mix, run, pass, deep passes, short passes, and but the thing that just stands out, so you know, is the penalty yards. But how's it looking for? Overall, I'll tell you, we'll take a 60-second break.
I've got everything.
What do you got?
Okay, on the Salem side, Salem goes for 69 yards on the ground, 44 through the air for 113 total yards. On the Liberty side, Liberty goes for 93 on the ground, 250 through the air, 343 total yards. For the Liberty Eagles on the ground, Jaron Rutledge goes for 12 carries for 76 yards, two touchdowns. He was the rushing leader tonight. Through the air, Kyle Roberts, six catches, 97 yards. Parker Toon, nine catches for 98 yards and two touchdowns. Melby, three catches for 27. So, I mean, it was... You know, more of the air attack, but it was good to see this ground game get to roll, and then you know, a couple of really good draw plays that Jaron had. Jaron broke one that was for 50 that was called back.
Yeah,
but, you know, I mean, it's just little things like that. I mean, Liberty's just kind of still stubbing their toes a little bit there, but you know, it'll clean up come district time. And I really think this team's going to be something that's going to shock somebody come district play.
Well, they were penalized 12 times for 120 yards in penalties. 120 yards. And that came up with, 20, 30, 60. 80 of it came in the second half.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, that's the one thing Liberty they need to clean up is the penalties. 1, 2, 3, 4 15-yard penalties, all in the second half. But 1, 2, 3, 4 holding penalties. So yeah, 120 yards in penalties. I mean, only Bookaboo, you know, on the night right there, really. And that's something that Liberty can control, and they can clean up. They get the win, 36-0 over the Salem Tigers. A week from tonight, it'll be the Tigers again. But they'll be out of Texas County, the Houston Tigers.
The red and black ones.
The red and black ones. This was the blue and white Tigers, the blue Tigers, the red Tigers next Friday night. Liberty gets the win, 36-0. And getting your homecoming queen. Jade Ackland, congratulations. And Allie Merritt was the homecoming princess for 2025. It's good stuff. So that's going to do it from the nest. Again, Liberty wins 36-0. We'll see you next Friday night for more Liberty Eagle football. For Tyler Chowning and Ricky Smith, I'm Gary Lee, and God bless. Good night. See you next Friday night.